We'll continue from where we stop. In part 3, which was the first service today, our topic remained the same, unlimited financial success. And this will be part 4. And our text is in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. It said, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon or therein day and night, that you may be able to do what? To observe, to do all that written therein. Then he said, then you make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The word of God is very powerful. At any point you can't obey the word of God, you sign it for poverty and suffering, oppression, calamities, sudden losses will be happening. Make up your mind to do everything the word asks you to do. But the word must first resonate in your heart before it can come out of your mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, what happened? The mouth speaks. So when the word is not stored in the heart, it can't come out of the mouth. Praise the Lord. And not wasting your time, the first service, please, is in the number 3. We talk, that's the steps to take to guarantee unlimited financial success. We say you must learn how to rebuke the devourer around your life, around your children, around your resources. You must not take his invasion for granted. You must not complain. Instead, speak, rebuke. Let him get out. But before you can do that, your obedience must what? Must be complete. You must be a tither and a giver. Number 4, step to guarantee unlimited success, which is number 1, which is one of all. Well, if you are following it, this part, this is the number 4 of the part 4. Put pressure on the word. How you can have unlimited success in your finance is to constantly put pressure on the word of God. The word of God wants to be pressed. It doesn't want to be watched. God is not interested in you watching his word and then lamenting and complaining and crying. Oh, this is not working for me. Hey, this one, this one. In the first service, I said, if your need make you to spend your tithe, you find that need will also bring you hardship. If you have a project that makes you to spend your tithe, that same project, you will suffer and suffer and suffer, and at the end, you may not be able to complete it. The devil does not attack you at the point of your income. He tries to magnify your need over God's commandment. Tell you, oh, why? You have too many needs. See your problem. See your children's problem. See your own. Your father could just call that he's sick in the village. Or your sister just want to get married now. And they say every person must bring money. If you remove this 10%, what happened to you? Where will you get the rest? And before you know, he sells this idea to people. And then you buy it. Once you buy into it, that's the end. He's a master planner. There's something he wants to steal from you. He does not have right access to you to steal anything that belongs to you. Either your children, either your health, either your business, your finance, just name it. He has no right, he has no ability or power to take anything from you until he pushes you to sin against God. You're telling you, just break the law of tithing. That's all. You have too much problem. After all, you can always do it next time. Next month, I will do it. He has succeeded. Once you buy into it, what he wants to steal from you, you have given him access. And God will be watching. You can even cry and pray. God will answer. It's a law put on ground. And the first service also we established, which was also established last Sunday, that even if you are a tither, a very regular and accurate tither, an ardent tither, but you are not a giver, in order to you don't sow seed, you will still have financial hardship. Because tithe does not give anybody money. You will still be under pressure in your finance. The flow of money, the flow of financial blessing comes as you give, as you sow seed and give to the poor, give to God's kingdom. Promote God's kingdom with what you have. The literal say is small. Nothing is too small. If that's what you have. Some people are very smart. When they pay tithe, they pay the same thing they pay for other things. Because if they keep it, they will spend it. Just add to it immediately and just, that means they are paid 20% or even more some. Glory to God. Now in this one, you must put pressure after sowing your seed on the word. So that the word can deliver to you. Isaiah 55 verse 11. The so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. There's need for us to constantly speak the word of God over your finance. For every giving in the kingdom, there's a promise. So when you give, when you participate in any of those givings, don't keep quiet. Speak what the promise of God says about your giving. But when you say what God says about sowing and harvest, you are putting pressure on the word of God. When God says, give, it shall be given unto you. Don't just give and keep quiet. Speak. Either you are in prayers or in confession or in declarations. Say what the word says you will get if you do this. You are putting pressure on the word of God. And when you press the word deliver. The word delivered to you. Because whatever you say from your mouth will not be lost. What did I say? It will not be lost, it will not be wasted. It cannot also be empty. Just as God said in Isaiah 55 verse 11. It must always deliver back to you according to what you say. The word is the weapon you have to attract your harvest after sowing. So the spoken word cannot be stopped. Neither can the spoken word be changed. Nothing can change it. It cannot also be deleted. It can't be empty. It can't be void. It can't come back to you the way you say it. I mean, empty. It must bring what you say back to you the way you desire it. Because if you have no desire, you will not speak. So where you put pressure on God's word by speaking, you are exercising your faith. You are not exercising faith where you keep quiet. Some of us are throwing our offering into basket. After now, go and put pressure on it. Go and press the word. When you press the word deliver. Don't keep quiet. This is how you can have unlimited financial success. By always pressing the word. Not complaining and not accusing God. Some don't know how to press the word. Some only know how to complain and accuse God. Yeah, oh God, why is this happening to me? I'm a tither. I'm a giver. What do I need to do, God? I never try. You are not putting pressure on the word. You are doing what? You are complaining and murmurous. God, they punish them all. But go back to the word of God. What did God say about the giver, about somebody who pay tithe, for example? About somebody who give to the work of God? About somebody who give to the poor? What does God's word say? Then go back and repeat the promises. And tell God, Lord, I thank you because you have given me opportunity to do this for this person. To do this for your kingdom. To promote your work here on earth. I'll be part of it. I contributed. What do? You put pressure. Some of you gave us money to buy the chairs.
Chairs for what? Huh? It's not for sitting. It's for comfort. And probably you have discomfort in your life. Why don't you put pressure? Why don't you put pressure? Lord, this part of my life is discomforting me. I'm not accusing you, but you're giving me privilege to bring comfort to your people when they serve you, when they worship you. Please, Lord, take the discomfort from me. You are putting pressure on the world. It's different from going to God and say, God, when they say me could bring money for here, I bring money. Oh, see me now. That one you are accusing God, it will not deliver. So you must always know how to put pressure. Putting pressure on the world start with thanksgiving. What I say start with? Thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for this privilege to give. I thank you for making me part of the people you used to do this in your kingdom. You are not accusing God, you are appreciating him. Then put pressure on the promise. If you really want to prosper financially, you must learn how to put pressure. Not by accusation, but by what? By thanksgiving. Then you make your demand on it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So the word of God has the ability to make something out of nothing. But you have to put pressure on it. You have to put pressure on it. And the pressure is by speaking. And I'll say, when you speak, what are you doing? You are exercising your what? Your faith. It shows that you believe God. It makes God to see your faith and respond to you. That when you are quiet, that when inside of you, you are angry. Why is it not happening for me like this? Why should this happen to me? God does not respond to those ones. He responds to when you put pressure on the word. Don't forget that the word is Jesus. Am I correct? And Jesus is the word. According to John chapter 1. Am I correct? The word is Jesus. Jesus is the word. So the word is living. It's alive. When you put pressure, it's alive. It can act. It can respond. So when you put pressure on the word by speaking what God says about what you've just done as regard your finances, the word accomplishes the promise that God has promised those who do what you just did. But don't keep quiet. The word promises you harvest at every sowing. So when I hear people say, I'm a giver, I'm sowing, but I don't have, people, I'm not getting the harvest. I tell myself, you are not putting pressure. Because the word of God promises you that when you give, it shall be given back to you. Count this, Luke 6, 38. It says, give and it shall what? Be given back to you. Good measure. Press down, shaking together, and what? And flowing, overflowing. Shall men, not God, shall what? Shall men give unto your bosom. God provoke people to give unto you. When I hear Christians say that, I they help people, but nobody help me, your life contradicts the word of God. If you're a true giver, and you put pressure on the word. What the word does is to provoke people to give to you. Give on Isaiah 55 verse 5. The nation you know not. So it's not only your brother or sister. Not your customer. It can come from anywhere. Can you see that? Isaiah 55 verse 5. The nation you know not. And the one that know you not. They will run to help you. Why? Because the Lord God has not what? Has glorified you. This is how to put pressure on the world. Look for the scriptures that matches your needs. Don't just confess it. Speak it and declare with boldness. In faith, you are putting pressure on the word. You can't press the word. You can't get what the word carries. So don't just pay your tithe or sow your seed. Speak the promise of God. Each time you are opportune to bless the kingdom and to give what you are owing God, which is your tithe. It's a promise go along with it. And tithe, he said, do this and prove me. Put me into test. That's the meaning. NIV. Say, put me into test if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing that you don't have enough room to hold it. And we have also analyzed what these blessings mean that are beyond any building, any room. So there is promise attached to every seed you sow. If you give for God's building, you have sown a seed. For example, if you are waiting on God to have a partner, a life partner, either male or female, but you have been given to the building of God, you can't, that is enough for you to tell God, put pressure on the world. Lord, please build a home for me. Is there one build a house for me? Am I correct? Build a home for me. I want to marry. I want to have a wife. I want to have a husband. But I don't want to marry after my sight. I want to marry a woman or a man that you will choose for me. Lead me. You are putting pressure on the world. I'm going to give you examples. You are putting pressure. If you help the poor, the Bible says, he that gives to the poor has given unto the Lord. Am I correct? And the Lord shall pay him back. So put pressure on the world. If you help the poor, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to help the poor. I've told you over and over that there are two sets of people you must always give money to. Give your resources to and your property to. One is the poor. When you give the poor, you are singing a song. You are putting pressure on the world. Lord, I don't want to be at this level. Even though you are not despising them, that's what your offering is saying. When you help the poor, don't let me be in this position. Number two people you must give to, and your destiny is not in the hand of the poor. You cannot give to the poor at the expense of God. That is foolishness, lack of wisdom. No man's destiny is in the hand of the poor. Your destiny is in the hand of God. So the first person to please in your life is who? It's God. Then you must give to people who are above you, who are richer than you, who have more than you, your boss in the office. When you give to them, you are telling God, I want to get to where this man is. Today, this man is a man I envy. I want to get to his position. When you give to him, when you give to her, you are telling God, your offering is speaking already. I want to get there. How it will be arranged is not your business. These two class of people you must never despise. Say, let me get past me. What do you mean I get? Where are they give them? One day one father told me, why am I giving money to Bishop Oyedepo? I was just talking. I saw your opportunity to see that I sent money. He said, he said, I'm supposed to be giving him. My wife knows the pastor. He said, I'm supposed to be giving him. I said, why should I give you my money? He said, one, I'm better than him. But this man I give to is like dropping my money inside ocean. He no go even know. I say, I'm not asking him to know. He does not have understanding. Are you hearing me? A man has two shoes, half one shoe. You carry your own shoe and go and give him. Does it make sense? Humanly? Does it make sense, my brother? Does it make sense? You have to ask him to give you one of his own. You don't know me so? That is the human thinking. But in the kingdom, it does not work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
When you give somebody more than you, you are praying a prayer.
You are putting pressure on the world. You are putting pressure. And when you do that, don't keep quiet. Lord, you that take this man higher, please take me there. I want to be like him. I want to be like her. When you don't talk, you are not putting pressure. But when you speak, you are doing what? You are putting pressure on the world. If you want to prosper, you must learn how to put pressure on God's word. You must know how to press the word. And when the right button is pressed, success. Breakthroughs will be the order of your life. Glory be to God. You must keep speaking the promise. Keep speaking the promise. Your manager in the office is doing bad day. You are aware that today is bad day. You can't buy ordinary handkerchief and give him. You see, that they chop the company money. How much they pay us? Peanut. Maybe they ride BB car with drivers. A man was tired of his car, one car. What did I say? The car is not like the car is bad though. The car is not bad, it's a good car. But he was tired of using one car. So he went and gave the man that has three. And write all the documents and said, sir, I brought my car to you. He said, for what? He said, I come to sow this seed into your life. All the three man's car, none of them is the category of the one he brought. They were BB cars. But he came and said, I come to give you. And the man looked at him and took it from him. If it were you that to judge the matter, you say the man is what? Is greedy and wicked. I don't even carry one Adam to his own, make guy and they go. If you want to change that to one cloth, go and dash it out. Not that to the poor, because you won't get anything more than that one. Give someone that who has more than you, who will not even wear it. Because of low quality for him or for her. But the blessing he pronounced is enough. And the man collected the key, collected all the document. I asked him to sign again, he signed. He said, thank you, God bless you. And he said, God that gave me three cars will give you more than my own. And the guy left. That was the end. A year later, he hit a jackpot. They call him, interview him, and give him a job. As he was sharing the testimony with me, he was sharing tears. He said, today, daddy, I have 6 cars. A man with how many cars? Look, there's place for wisdom in this life. Inspired by the Holy Spirit. Not the wisdom of the world. The world won't tell you, how can you have one shoe and go and give a man that has three? He said, you should go and tell him, God, give me one of your shoes now. Because I see they wear plenty shoes. Praise God. Putting pressure on the world, it goes with wisdom. Every day you must pray for yourself. Lord, give me wisdom. That wicked master in your office, there's a way you can capture him or capture her. And plant yourself into his heart, into her heart. That every good thing in that department, in that office, he will do for you to do it. Even though he's a wicked man. Look, you don't need to like me before I take what belongs to you. Before you hand it over to me. It's not by love. Are you hearing me? It's not. It's by the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why you wake up by 3 o'clock, you see an alert on your phone. And you tell the time the alert enters around 2 a.m. While you are sleeping, somebody's awake. Who troubled him to give you money? I ask you. Put pressure. Put pressure. Sometimes I wake up, I will tell my wife in the morning. I don't see a lot today.
Because most of my blessings come in the night. I don't know why in the night, not in the day. It's like when in the day they forget me, only in the night, God will tap them. Wake up. You know my servant? Carry your phone, press on, say something. Always in the night. Just wake up and see that the phone is blinking. So what is blinking inside? One day it was blinking, I saw MTN. I almost caught MTN. I said, MTN and the craze. why do you change my normal alert to MTN? And yellow nonsense. Glory to God. Learn to put pressure. Distribute. Be liberal. You are doing it for yourself. You are doing it for your future. Never you hoard anything that God has provided for you. Be liberal about it. Nothing you keep that will not finish. Are you hearing me? Whatever you are enjoying by yourself cannot be remembered after you. It is what you give to others. Dorcas that died. Nobody brought the food she ate. The clothes she wear. It was the clothes he made and gave to the poor that they sold to God. God, this woman can't die now. Now she, they feed me. They clothe us with tears in their eyes. Otherwise, how can somebody die? You are coming to mourn her. You not came with the things he gave you. Is that the normal order of mourning people? But in her own case, they brought them to her, to the place. So when the man of God came to say, "Oga, Siam, help us beg God in any way. This clothes, Nasi make him give me. This one, so he own. This one, see my own. This one, see my own." And so it was, you know, what he gave to others was remembered. The ones he wear, the one that in her boxes, nobody showed them to anybody. Did they show it in the Bible? The answer is no. Must learn to distribute. Don't hurt. Men will remember you, your kind gestures, the thing you have given unto them, the life you have impacted. The power of gift, don't underrate it. What do I call it? Don't underrate the power of gift. Don't underrate it. It has a way of opening you up for prosperity in the heart of people. You don't just lie down to greet people. Need that to greet people. It's good. But after you stand up, they forget. You too forget. But what crosses your hand to them, they can never forget you. Glory be to God. You know, the way we operate as kingdom citizens is different from the way the world operates. It's different from the way the world operates. The world says, if you have more than me, you should do what? You should be giving me every time. But the kingdom sense say no. Give to the man that has more than you that you can get there. And then put pressure on the world by praying, by claiming the promises. Lord, I have done this. I want to be where this woman is. I want to be like this man. When you are doing that, you are putting pressure. That's why I don't like anyone around me who play the role of a poor person always. Always looking poor, looking wretched, dressed like a beggar, talk like a beggar, walk like a beggar, live like a beggar. You are not. You are a child of God. Even if there's no money in your pocket, you are not poor. But you can be broke. Are you hearing me? So to be poor is a mental problem. You don't have to. But if you are broke, everybody can be broke. There were times, even Jesus was broke. They came, pay all tax. The man don't get money to pay tax. He said, Peter, come, go to the river. Go and catch what? Why not pick the money from Judas' purse? Because there was nothing inside it. He was broke. But we tell me, Jesus was poor. You must be careful how you manage your life, how you organize yourself. And there's nothing going on, sir. Today I never eat. Give me. And he gave me 5,000. I'm going to put food together. And I eat. And tomorrow too, I still eat inside. Praise God and thank him. No, so that does not mean I'm a poor man. I was broke yesterday. It's poor today, I give him 1 million. So I support your idea with what? 1 million. But when you start thinking that you are poor, you have finished yourself. If God cannot help you again, you will start acting it. Say, we poor people. Who are the poor people? Who are people for the church? Then they are outside. Once you enter here, you'll not be poor again. Hey, we Mekunus, we masses. Who are the masses? We Talakawas. You are not one of them. So don't put yourself inside them. People speak word that entangle them. So your neighbor come and say, this land is for sale. He say, who does monkey banana? Hey, Christian. You don't even ask how much they want to sell them. Because you thought that in your life you can never buy land. Who told you that God cannot buy land for you? I said, okay, I will help you advertise it. Who make you an agent? Who will be an owner, not an agent? And once your first step is wrong, you stop heaven from helping you. Be very careful. Once you can't put pressure by your first step on the word, you have lost it. So the first step you take after every event or on any issue of your life must be a step that what? That put pressure on the word. That press the word by exercising your faith. Acting in faith. Speaking in faith. One of my younger brothers some years back sold his land and gave it to church. Sold his pickup and gave it to church. The parents came to talk to me. They want to hear, they know that, they say, maybe he tell me, or he told me what he had done with the money. I said, I don't know. That time, I don't know anything self. Because if they hear that what he did, if they have cutlass in their hand, they will do what? They will remove his neck. The young man just did it. But when I saw the young man, he told me the truth. He said, Daddy, it's true. I didn't sell it to eat, or give my children, we're building, I gave it to the church. Not the church, oh. I say, God bless you. I say, when they meet me next, I know what to say. They keep complaining for several years. Today, whatever they think that land is, are you hearing me? It's not to be compared with what God has done for him today. That ransacker pickup. Are you hearing me? He has a modern one, plus other cars. That even though he has given them out. The world system is bad. It stops you from putting pressure on the world. Can you dash me your car? I ask you, my son. Can you dash me your car? Huh? You can dash me. I know you can dash me. But if you dash me, your mother and your father may curse you tomorrow. If not because your wife is a sand Christian, she might go curse you. Say, a man using Jeep, you go carry your small car, go give him. Are you not stupid? Nobody wants to give you money. Do you have more than the pastor? Hey, I'm sure you want to ride Jeep. I can't tell you how many cars we have given out, both to God and to humans. It's not because we are looking for their favor. We are looking for favor from above. Lord, if I do this, connect me. And it has not failed one day. It will not fail in your life. God Almighty will bless you abundantly. In the name of Jesus. So your faith is seen by God when you put pressure. And the only people that can put pressure on the world are the obedient. What do I call it? The obedient. Not the obedient that we are praying for to come. Okay? There's one obedient now. And if you are not part of that obedient, we will not give communion again in the church. Are you hearing me? Well, I'm talking about the obedient of the Bible, obeying God's word. Your faith is seen when you put pressure on God's word. By speaking the promises by faith. One woman was married for about 8 years, I think.
and there's no child. And we were to build our church some years back in Kabbala West. Let me remember. She went and sold her gold. Amadi said the whole gold that time, 8,000. But can I tell you, church, 8,000 was big money, oh. Hey, 8,000. That was time pastor will pray that some people should not miss service. Because if they miss service, half of the offering is gone. Lord, don't let this person travel this Sunday. Let him travel after service. God has taken us above that nonsense. That's where we're still looking unto man, not looking unto who. And this woman came to me and said, Daddy, say yes. He said, I sold all the gold in my house after your announcement last Sunday that we need to roof the church. He said, how much is that? He said, 8,000. It's like 8 million. I couldn't collect with one hand. I only raised my two leg up, make it before to collect 8,000. And as I was praying, tear came out of my eyes. I know her. She has nothing. The husband had nothing. I said, kneel down. I said, kneel down. So I put my hand on her. I just heard the word. Samuel is coming. So I bless her. And she left. That Samuel today is in Sanfara. Kawana Munda, you used to come to this my office. Come and greet me. You do computer science there. And that was the end of barrenness in her life. Put pressure. What did I say? Only givers put pressure. Or can put pressure if they understand it. But I've taught you today to understand that you will need to do what? To put pressure. God bless you. God bless you. You can't empty yourself to God, and God will not empty himself to you. It's not possible. God transform you. Come, please rise up.